From a mouse who wants to be an astronaut to a dinosaur who wants to join a band, Little Joe Chickapig is a brand new children's book with the basic message, follow your dreams, whatever they may be. The book is the latest creation of musician, guitar maker, and now author Brian Calhoun, who joins me on the other end of the phone. Good evening, Four Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine D. O'Brien. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you're an author now.
It's funny, a couple people have said that, and I still haven't come around to looking at myself that way, but I guess technically I am.
I guess we should start at the very beginning. What is a Chickapig?
A Chickapig is an animal hybrid that is half chicken and half pig.
And he is the star of a board game that you created a couple years back, right?
Yeah, several years ago, just on a whim, honestly, I declared I was going to make a board game. And I don't come from a board gaming background or anything like that, but I got the urge after playing what I thought was a very slow board game one night. And a few months later, I showed up to my friend's house with a game that I called Chickapig and just started slowly developing this game and trying it out with my friends and getting feedback. And after a while, we thought, you know, why don't we see if other people besides our friend group like this game?
And it has become pretty popular, nicknamed Farmer's Chess.
Farmer's Chess, I think, is a great name that I did not come up with. People started calling it that. But we've gotten some great feedback from teachers and parents on how the game is good for kids, similar as chess, because it introduces those chess-like concepts of strategic thinking and planning. But as actually a former national 18-year-old chess champion told me, he thought it was better than chess because it has a social element. Instead of just focusing on the board, you're actually hanging out with the people that you're playing with and getting that social interaction, which is so critical in this day of age.
What gave you the idea that these wonderful little characters, these Chickapigs, should have backstories of their own and lessons to teach?
Well, that's funny. You know, for the first several years, no Chickapig had a backstory, but then after just talking to a lot of friends, honestly, and one friend in particular told me that she was struggling with reading kids' books to her children that she thought were boring, and she said, why don't you write a children's book? And it just sort of clicked with me, because I had been noticing as I watched families play Chickapig, which is rated for like ages 8 and up, but there were always these younger brothers and sisters watching the game and laughing at the characters, the Chickapigs they thought was funny, the cow that poops they think is funny. And I always thought, you know, we need to create a Chickapig for younger kids. And when my friend Ann Kingston told me to try a book, it just sort of clicked. It's like, this is the perfect way to introduce this. And I just started to think about, you know, what is the backstory of a Chickapig, which is kind of a funny thing to be thinking about, I guess.
Do you have kids of your own or grandchildren, perhaps?
I do not have kids. I've got lots of nieces and nephews.
How do they like the story?
Oh, they love it. It's been well received.
Do you see perhaps an animated film in the future, maybe stuffed animal Chickapigs, Chickapigware?
Yeah, I mean, that's our long-term dream, is to have some type of film. But now it seems like, as the book should say, nothing is out of the realms of possibility. We do know that we will have stuffed animal Chickapigs coming out really soon.
Oh, I want one. What came first, Brian, the illustrations or the actual story?
I wrote the story. I sort of would daydream and got the concept for the story when I was driving down the road and had a rough draft, and then essentially wrote the story in one weekend. Now, of course, a tremendous amount of editing came out. It was about twice that long the first time I wrote it down. And I had it so it was just text. And I would read it to my friend's kids, and I'd realize that I'm capturing the attention of a 4 or 5-year-old just by reading text, which is really good feedback, because kids give such honest feedback, because if they don't like what they're hearing or seeing, they're going to, you know, grab their toy and grab their iPad and walk away. So I thought, okay, we've got this story that's engaging to children and the parents like it because I think it does have a good message that I believe in. And then we started adding illustration, and I sketched out the drawings and sort of the layout. And then there's a local artist here in Charlottesville, Pat Bradley, who I think is just a brilliant animator. He's done several of the animated sort of promo videos for the game for us. And I teamed up with him, and for a few months I'd sit over his shoulder while he fine-tuned these drawings and brought them to life.
My guest is Brian Calhoun, based out of Charlottesville, Virginia. He is an author, a game maker, a musician, and a luthier. Can we talk for a minute about your day job, Brian?
Yep. So in 2002, I co-founded a business with one of my friends called Rockbridge Guitar Company, and we custom build handmade guitars. And now there's several of us doing this. It's just a great job. It's a group of my friends, and we hang out in the shop and build beautiful instruments for musicians all over the world.
Go ahead and drop some names. Who's playing your guitars these days?
Well, the first name I'll drop is my Chickapig partner and my good friend Dave Matthews. So we've built Dave several guitars, but then we've built guitars for many of my childhood heroes, like Warren Haynes from the Allman Brothers, Mike Campbell from Tom Petty. Mm-hmm. We've built them for Jason Mraz, Ray LaMontagne, Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi, and really the list goes on and on. I feel very fortunate to have worked with so many amazing artists.
Yeah, and it's pretty much word of mouth, isn't it? You're not out there all over social media trying to sell these guys.
It has been word of mouth. It started with me, I think I was about 19 when I started going to music festivals, and I just have one or two guitars that Randall and I had built, and I'd walk up to the performers and say, hey, check out this guitar I made. And, you know, I was essentially a kid, and occasionally they'd say, all right, let me look at it. And they'd give a strum, and hopefully, you know, they'd say, this is really good, and take me back where they could hear it better. Mm-hmm. And after doing that for a few years, we started getting a nice little list of artists in the bluegrass and folk world. And then it was just slowly getting more and more artists. And, you know, then it became easier to meet other musicians. And after a while, we just had a really big list of professional musicians playing our guitars. And I guess it was like a trickle-down effect where, you know, each of these performers has their fans, and their fans want to know what type of guitar they played, and they get in touch, and been word of mouth, and still is for the most part.
Yeah, you know, I can hear your guitars in bluegrass festivals and folk and Americana, but Dave Matthews Band, I mean, his acoustic guitar, he beats that thing up, and it's such an important element of the sound of the band. So that's a pretty fine endorsement for Rockbridge Guitar Company.
Yeah, he's certainly been a big help in getting our name out there and helping me meet other sort of popular musicians, you know, outside of folk and bluegrass.
And he's a Chickapig fan.
Oh, yeah, he is a Chickapig fan and Chickapig partner. He's one of the managing partners in the business, and he and his family really helped me in the early days as I would play this game with them and sort of pin down rules and that type of thing. So he's been very involved.
How do you balance all of the facets of your life? Do you ever have time to play music yourself?
No, I play music, you know, in between phone calls when I need a 5-minute break here and there, but it's been a long time since I've played seriously, but I still enjoy it, and I really love running these two businesses. And as far as balancing, when you do what you love, you know, it doesn't feel so much like work, and I kind of let the two businesses blend in my day. It's not like I have set hours for each business. And I've found a pretty good balance that still gives me free time to take on other hobbies.
As it says on the company's website, Chickapig is the perfect game for kids, parents, smart people, silly people, crazy people, rock legends, and the whole family. Because let's face it, farm-to-table games are the new farm-to-table restaurants. And now there's a book, perhaps more in the works.
Yes, I'm already brainstorming ideas for future books.
The Further Adventures of Little Joe Chickapig, the little Chickapig who follows his big dreams. My guest has been author, illustrator, luthier, and musician Brian Calhoun, a man who has followed his own dreams. And, you know, one day in the future when he's old, his very own story just might be told. For a link to Brian's book, the board games, his music, his guitars, visit our website, WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal. Brian, keep following your dreams, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Baby, it's all right. Stop your crying now. It's all right. So stop your crying now. Set sail.